this is how you thank a veteran.
Yes.
You just don't thank them. Give them a house.
Exactly.
And that's what's going to happen Saturday in East Haven. Mayor Joe Cafaro is here, and Andy Pujol, founder of Building Homes for Heroes. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
So
morning.
This Saturday, you're awarding a house to a veteran who lost his leg in Afghanistan.
Yes, absolutely, Chaz. It's an amazing home ceremony for a guy like me, a humble guy that was sitting on the rubble of 9/11 one time. And
you were.
I was, yeah. Wow. I was actually one of the first wave of volunteers on 9/11. And I was working in the Bucket Brigade. I was working in pushing.
Were you a firefighter at that point?
No, sir. I get asked that all the time. No, I was a family man, owned my own small little business, took my children out of school and kind of rallied with my family, and they're almost all police officers and firefighters.
That's pretty cool, man.
And, I said, we were hearing rumors that there may be gas coming as the next wave. So we moved all of our children out east, and some of the family members went with them. And I looked at my brother-in-law and police officer, and we said, we're going in. And we went in. And made our way in. It was not easy to navigate. We got all the way through and got down to the police station down there. And I actually filled my truck up with supplies, all kinds of things: underwear, T-shirts, toothbrush, toothpaste, anything that I thought may be helpful, because I figured there was a long road ahead right away. And we unloaded the trucks, and they asked me if I would, if there's anything I'd like to do. And I looked at them. It took me 1 second. I said, gear me up. And they geared me up, and they said, proud to do it. And went in and, went into the rubble. I looked around. And I saw just smoke everywhere, soot everywhere. It was already clinging to my clothes. And as I walked onto the rubble of 9/11, I'll never forget that moment. Never. I'll carry it with me the rest of my life. I had PTSD about it for many years, the whole experience. I fought like a warrior alongside, a group of people that I realized were true heroes: the firefighters, the police officers, the EMS workers. I'll never forget looking at them and saying, my God, who are these people? And, they're heroes that will never be appreciated as much as they should be. And I've never seen a picture of 9/11 as bad as it really was. I sat there in the rubble one night, broke down in tears, looking around. Fires burning all around. People forget the fires burned for 99-100 days. There was fires everywhere. I in tears, I made a promise to serve my country, and lived up to it today. So I am sorry. Your original question was?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
This is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So that's what inspired you to create this organization that gifts homes to veterans?
Sir, yes, sir. I sat there in the rubble and I said, when I prayed to God, I said, God, you have to help me, guide me, show me the way. I need to know what to do because I want to serve my country. I actually wanted to join the military after that. I was going to leave my company and try to figure out what to do with my children, but I wanted to join and I was already too old. And I said, so I'm going to figure out plan B. And plan B, I'm going to make it plan A.
So this organization is called
Building Homes for Heroes. Not to be mistaken with Homes for Heroes.
Yeah.
Building Homes for Heroes.
Yeah. It's a great name because you hear the name and you know what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was interesting. I was with my brother-in-law the firefighter, and I'm sorry, the police officer. And when we came out of 9/11, we sat in my backyard one time and we talked about what we're going to do. What more can we do? And we decided to start our own charity. Well, actually, we decided to start others to help others, but we never knew where the money was going. So we decided to start our own. And we said, what's the most difficult thing we could do? You know, we didn't want to play around. That's not who we were. That's not what the firefighters who went in on 9/11 to save lives and save thousands of lives and tragically lost their lives. That's not what they would have wanted us to do. So we went in and said, let's do the most difficult thing. And we said, that's to build a home from the ground up. And the first veteran was paralyzed from the neck down. And I flew in to meet him and his family, and I met his wife and his children, and I looked around. I couldn't imagine how they were surviving, how they were living. They were living in just difficult, you know.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Some of these heroes live.
Yeah.
And are left. Now, this veteran that you're gifting the house to on Saturday, retired Army Specialist Evan Marcy.
Yeah.
He's a Purple Heart recipient, lost his leg in combat in Afghanistan. And how did you come across him? Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Well, you know, it's an amazing story. And, you know, part of when I left the rubble on 9/11, I thought, you know, okay, we'll do one home. And now we're at 343 homes.
Wow.
And I think, in a way, that's a miracle. Because it has nothing to do with me, and there's hundreds and hundreds of other volunteers, and we're all a team. And I say that with great humility, because I'm not a guy who likes to be on the radio or likes to be on TV, but I'm very happy to be here.
I'm sure Evan's very happy to be getting this house. I'm sure he needs it.
Yeah. So Evan, let me get right to the point. I apologize, but Evan was... you know, he was a photographer on the front lines, and he volunteered to be on the front lines, and that's where he wanted to be. He wanted to be right in the action. He wanted to be in the military. They made him a photographer.
Well, he's a firehouse kid. His dad was a firefighter. He was a
firehouse kid. He grew up
on the pile. 9/11.
He grew up in a firehouse, and you know, they were showing him trucks and bringing him around. It was many weekends that he was a family member in the firehouse, and. His dad is a great guy, Dwayne Marcy. I don't know, served 20, 25, 30 years. But on 9/11, he went in. And he was one of the first ones to go in to join, you know, the thousands of other heroes. So it's amazing to me that the coincidence of a prayer on 9/11 to 343 homes, to the 343 recipient to be the son of a firefighter who was in 9/11.
Right.
I mean, you just can't make this up.
Right.
And the timing was that he was recommended. Actually, firefighters recommended him. And I said, you know, he wanted to come back home. He was living down in Louisiana, and he wanted to come back home. So we got him as close to home as we could, and we know that this community is already embracing him and falling in love with him. So, you know, I hope that he can build a career here and a life here and a family here. And we do a lot more than homes. We'll get into that later.
How did the house come about to be in East Haven? Mayor?
Andy.
Andy?
Actually, there's two homes that we do. We built homes from the ground up, and we do about 20... anywhere between 15 and 25 homes a year, ground up homes. And those are magnificent, beautiful homes. And then Chase Bank also donates homes to us, homes that are usually in disrepair, homes that usually need a lot of work.
Is that what this house in East Haven was? Was it something you had to do some work on?
That's what this house was. But this house was probably in the best condition of any home I ever received. So
that's great.
When I first got it, I smiled. I said, this is dream come true.
Nice.
But even since then, we've put in nearly $250,000 in value into this home.
Wow.
Because it needed a lot of work. And, you know, some of the work you didn't really just see from the outside, but everything. We, you know, We took down walls. We opened walls. We widened walls when he's in his wheelchair sometimes. He didn't want an adapted house, but we made sure that every bathroom was adapted. We made sure that he could get around easily in his home at all times, you know, especially the upstairs, which is the main area.
We're talking to Andy, he's founder of the Building Homes for Heroes organization, East Haven. Mayor Cafaro's here. And on Saturday, they're going to gift their 343rd home in East Haven to a firehouse kid who is a Purple Heart recipient and lost his left leg in combat in Afghanistan. Yeah. Mayor, you must be tickled pink that this is happening in your town.
Yep, absolutely. When I got the phone call, you know, late last winter that they were going to come in here, and I got all the information on it, I was like completely blown away, you know, being the father of a United States Marine. And, you know, since I've taken office, I've always done whatever I could for, you know, for the veterans in our town, for our police and for our firefighters. You know, we go above and beyond for all of them. But, I mean, you know, the story about the 343rd house, you know, just completely blew me away. Evan is part of this FDNY 343 ride, and it's a bunch of bicyclists. And Evan rides, you know, with his father.
With a prosthetic leg.
Yes, with the prosthetic leg. I saw videos of him, you know, like in torrential downpours, and he just kept plugging along. And I mean, it really
is that ride still happening?
I believe so. Did we get clearance yet? Do you know if we got clearance yet from the state?
No, we still don't.
Typical weirdo Connecticut thing.
I say just
that
anyway.
They need a permit from every town to ride the bicycles through the town.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if I may jump
in. We need a red tape cutter here.
Yeah, if I may jump in for a moment, they actually have ridden from Ground Zero through to Long Island all the way to Arlington Cemetery without a permit, going through all those states.
Right, that's Connecticut.
And never needed a permit. So now all of a sudden we need 30 permits.
But that's weird.
The roadblock state.
That doesn't seem right.
We're hoping the mayor can pull off a miracle.
Yes.
All right, Mayor.
Hey, good luck. I'll try.
All right, so what we'd like is if there's people listening who would like to come out and watch this magical moment, the 343rd house gifted to a veteran who lost his leg in combat the weekend right before 9/11 in East Haven.
Symbolic.
We're linked up on the radio station website to all the information you need. We're going to meet in a parking lot, and then you get shuttled in, and then you get this magic moment where, you know, Evan's going to arrive, and the house will be gifted, and it'll be beautiful.
His life begins.
Yeah.
Just got to do a rain dance to keep the rain away because the weather.
There,
all right, no pressure now. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a chance of rain, but it's later on in the day.
A chance of rain.
Later
all.
On in the day.
Yeah, if I may I just add a little bit more? You asked me a question earlier, and I didn't really respond properly. I apologize. But you talked about his injuries, and I just found out from his dad yesterday. I was with his dad all day. And that when he got the call from his commanding officer, he was told that he's probably not going to make it. And they made arrangements for him to fly to Landstuhl. That it wasn't, you know, he lost his leg, but he was right there in the front lines of the explosion, and there was fire everywhere, and shook his brain substantially, and they just didn't know how severe the damage was. And he was in the hospital for well over a year, but he's now doing very well, and he's back with us, and we're hoping to help him. Like I said earlier, just kind of, you know, part of what we do is rebuild lives, build better and brighter lives, and make dreams come true, but we never leave them. We'll stay with them forevermore.
That's awesome.
As long as we can. We'll provide them with financial advisors, and we'll continue to guide them. But if he wants to climb Mount Everest, we'll help him with that too. And I know East Haven's going to embrace him and love him.
Well, the greatest part about this job is I get to meet veterans like Evan.
Yeah.
And I get to meet people like Andy and, of course, the mayor who help veterans.
Yes.
So this is a great event. Thanks for sharing it here with us. We'll podcast this as the pod pick today. We'll link up to all the event information on the radio station website. Andy with Building Homes for Heroes and Mayor Cafora, East Haven, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.